Good afternoon and welcome to the 16th season of live performances by talented young musicians on Valley Public Radio. This is Young Artists Spotlight. Support for Young Artists Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. And now to the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Here's George Mason.
We move to the college and university level now, and for the next three programs, in reverse order, 2 weeks from now, Fresno Pacific University. Next week, Fresno State University. But for this edition of Young Artists Spotlight, the guitar quartet from the advanced guitar class at Fresno City College. And in fact, you just heard a quintet. We have five of them seated here because one of them is the instructor, or should we say director, and that would be Dr. Kevin Cooper. And who did you bring with you?
Hi, thanks for having us today. I'm Dr. Kevin Cooper, and then we have four of the students, as you said, from our advanced guitar class. We have Micah Byers, Andrew Gomez Ramirez, Brandon Mendez, and Roger Holloway.
And in the program, we will hear several quartet numbers, but also a bit later, a solo, and also a duet. We were talking a moment ago here, just before we went on the air. All of them, each of them, I should say, is 20 years old, and are they all in the final year?
Three of the four students are going to be graduating this year, if all goes well. And they've auditioned at four-year schools in the Cal State system, I guess, mostly. And are waiting to hear back, waiting, looking at their mailboxes each day for the acceptance letter that I'm sure they're going to get. And then one of them, Andrew, is going to be with us for another year.
Very good. We'll talk to each one of them as we move on this half hour in between the selections that we are going to hear. But before we even start, now we have the quartet here. But Kevin, can you tell us about the advanced guitar class itself and how active it is and how big it is and so forth at Fresno City?
Sure. It ranges in number from about 15 to 22 each year, and it services all the needs of the community. So we have people who are just music lovers, who are advanced in their skill, and then we have some that want to take on music like these guys as a profession. And every semester we join the whole program in a big culminating concert where they can show off their skills. And this semester, it'll be in May on the 8th, on May 8th at 7:30 at City College. And we're having a flamenco guitarist named Grisha Goryachev, who's going to be our featured guest. So a lot of the stuff we'll be playing today and then is Spanish music, which fits, of course, the guitar very well.
And the first number is?
The first one, speaking of Spanish music, is El Gato Montes, and it's from a Spanish opera written in 1916. And it was apparently a very popular piece that received a recent revival in the 1990s. And here is a version without the singers, just guitar.
Very good. Just four, or in this case, five guitars. You were right along with this one, right?
Five, yeah.
Five. And the guitar quartet plus one from Fresno City College. Thank you. Young Artist Spotlight live here on Valley Public Radio, and it is the guitar quartet from the advanced guitar class at Fresno City College, in case you're just joining us. And one of the guitarists we introduce right now, and this would be Micah Byers.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Micah. Tell us about your experience with this guitar and why and how long and so forth.
I taught myself how to play guitar about 7 years ago. Never had any real formal training until about 2011 when I started taking guitar from Dr. Cooper, and I've been studying with him since then.
What brought you to the guitar in the first place? Who was it, or what was it that you saw or heard?
Well, I've been playing piano since I was seven, and my older brother, he's really good at guitar, and I'd always see him play, and it just looked like a lot of fun. And so I asked him to teach me, and he was an awful teacher. And so I was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to teach myself. 6 months later, I was able to do it.
We'll edit that out of the recording in case he's listening, but that's fine.
Yeah, so and personally, I love playing guitar more than piano.
What are your plans?
My plan is I just got my official acceptance into the Bob Cole Conservatory of Music at Long Beach. I applied down to CSU Northridge and Fresno State for the composition programs, and I'm looking to head down to Northridge once I get my acceptance to write music for movies.
Ah, but I'm guessing your other plan is to steer clear of your brother for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
What are we going to hear next?
Our next piece is called Tico Tico. It's a type of lament composed in 1917. It's a Brazilian piece made famous by Carmen Miranda.
Ah, some of us remember her, but as I heard earlier, a lot of you young gentlemen don't. Fresno City College Guitar Quartet here on Young Artist Spotlight Live. Thank you. Carmen Miranda would be proud. Tico, Tico. And again, live, Young Artist Spotlight, Fresno City College Guitar Quartet, members of which are Roger Halloway and Brandon Mendez. And we just heard from Micah Byers, and it is our pleasure now to speak just a bit with Andrew Gomez Ramirez. Andrew, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, especially now after a few minutes of listening to you. Gentlemen, this is really good. We've determined that all of you are 20 years old. You're all born in 1993. You're all wearing black shirts for the benefit of the radio audience, and you're all playing guitar. And beyond that, I imagine you have some things in common, but what is your own history with the guitar, Brent?
Well, with guitar, I've...
Andrew, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Almost the same. Well, with guitar, I started 6 years ago during my high school years. I first started getting interest in guitar through my brother, who also knew how to play, but instead of being a bad teacher, he didn't really want to teach me, so I ended up picking it up through school. And after school, I ended up playing but learning on my own for a year, and after that, I learned even more through Cooper.
Dr. Cooper, I think we're going to have to guard the door here with the radio station with this live broadcast, or two older brothers are going to be trying to beat it down and get in here and get to you guys. What are your plans?
I'll be staying one more year here under the guidance of Dr. Kevin Cooper, and after that, I'll probably be joining some of these guys in the same Cal State universities.
Oh, very good. And I see Kevin has left his seat with a guitar and is now standing before you, apparently now, to lead in the next number, which I understand about 6 minutes long, and it is?
Oh, this one's a monster. This one is Sevilla by Isaac Albanese. It is originally a piano song, but it was transcribed for guitar and is now one of the most famous works of guitar repertoire to learn. And it was... Well, it's a beast.
It's a beast. It's a beast. And I think, well, I won't talk about your brother anymore. He'll come in after me, too. Sevilla is what we hear now from the Fresno City College Guitar Quartet from the advanced guitar class, led by Dr. Kevin Cooper. Gentlemen. Thank you. Fresno City College Guitar Quartet. My gosh, the talent in this town, and we haven't even heard the rest of the advanced guitar class. These are just the four gentlemen here. I noticed, Kevin, that, pardon me, as you were leading them, that last piece had the lead part seemed to move around. Everyone had a chance to play a lead in there at some point.
Yeah, that makes it challenging to rehearse because if all of the parts are equally hard, then you really have to have an entirely strong class. It's nice to have pieces where the upper part, for instance, is more difficult and the lower part is more intermediate level because that's a more realistic class makeup. So so on this tune, I let these guys all be sort of like section leaders in the class, and they're each with a group of other students, and then it's the same sound, it's just beefier.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of solos, we do have a soloist coming up here. And four notes, so the rest of the quartet can kind of sit on their hands a bit or at least relax just a bit. What do we have now? We have Brandon.
Hello.
Brandon Mendez. And tell us the story. First of all, tell us this. How come you're the guy that has to play the solo today?
I have no idea, but...
The short stick.
Yeah, I pulled the short stick. Well, I guess I've been playing guitar since I was like 10 years old, and my brother played guitar.
No. Don't give me another story about a brother.
Yeah,
this is a better story. Okay.
Yeah, he actually inspired me to play guitar, and so I picked it up, and I took it seriously, and when I got to Fresno City College, that's when I decided that I wanted to do, that's what I wanted to do with my life, and yeah.
Very good, and tell us, or at least whether it's the truth or not quite the truth, he was a pretty good teacher, right? Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but that was a yes. And you have for us now, what?
Oh, I'll be playing the first movement of Sonatina Meridional by Manuel Ponce, who surprisingly didn't play guitar, but this is a guitar piece written by him, arranged by Segovia.
Very good. Yeah, right. He wrote a lot for guitar, but did not play guitar. And then after this, you will be part of a duo coming up. But first, we have the
Sonatina Meridional.
Sonatina Meridional. And here is one member of the Fresno City College Guitar Quartet. Thank you. Young Artist Spotlight live, and from Fresno City College, Brandon Mendez with Manuel Ponce's Sonatina Meridional. All right. Now we have half of the quartet back because we move from solo to duo, and joining Brandon now will be?
Roger Holloway.
Roger Holloway. How long have the two of you been working on what we're about to hear?
We started learning this piece about 6 months ago, and it was for a choir concert. They wanted us to open it up, and because we're going on to, actually, it was a funny story, we're going to Spain with that choir this summer, and we're going to be playing many pieces with them, and this one that we're about to play is one of the pieces.
Well, there's a piece of news, if I ever heard it.
I guess I should have said that before it came in.
That's right. We're already in trouble with these brothers and everything else, so that live radio, that's the way it's supposed to be. Your own history with this and where you want to take it.
This piece, the Micropiezas by Leo Brouwer, are a really, it's a suite of multiple pieces.
But with the guitar.
Oh, with the guitar. Well, I've been playing classical for these past 2 years and stuff like that, and it's been a really great experience. But my main drive is to go into jazz, and I play jazz myself, and I'd really like to just keep playing. I plan on continuing guitar at the CSU Northridge. I did my auditions, and I feel very strongly about it. And afterwards, I would mind going into session work, which I do right now, and education.
But it didn't start with a guitar, right?
Oh, no. It started with a stand-up bass. I used to play upright bass. And then when I went into high school, I was in the Latin jazz group, and they're like, we need you to play electric bass. And I was like, okay. So then I learned to play electric bass, and they're like, okay, well, we need you to play electric guitar. So I was like, oh, okay. And so I've been playing, and then that stuck. Then they're like, we don't need you to play anything else. Stay on that. So that's what stuck, and I've been playing it ever since.
And we're about to hear?
Micropiezas number 4 by Leo Brouwer.
By Leo Brouwer, and we have Brandon Mendez and Roger Holloway, and instructor Dr. Kevin Cooper will be watching and deciding whether or not he wants to pass you guys in Fresno City. Here we go. Thank you. Roger Halloway and Brandon Mendez from the Fresno City College Guitar Quartet. And they themselves are select students from the advanced guitar class. And Dr. Kevin Cooper, our final number will be?
We'd like to close with a set of dance pieces from Michael Praetorius. And it's his collection Terpsichore. And the first piece of the set is Courant, which has a little bit of Valley Public Radio history to it. The arranger is Nye Morton, who is a professor at Fresno City College, teaches recording techniques and whatnot. And he, I guess, originally got introduced to the piece when he was working with Lee Ratcliffe and I think maybe even Christina Herrick in an early music group here in Fresno. So he suggested the piece would be good for guitars, and I completely agree. So we matched it together with a spanuleta, which helps get our Spanish theme met, and then the final piece, a volta.
So we have three movements coming up, and I see your own guitar is at rest, and so you will take to the podium and lead the Fresno City College Guitar Quartet, again from the advanced guitar class, and this is live Young Artist Spotlight. And now the final movement coming up. Kevin, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it is. Adjustment as Kevin takes a seat to add to the quartet here. Young Artist Spotlight. Michael Pretorius Dance Suite. And we heard the guitar quartet from the advanced class at Fresno City College, Andrew Gomez Ramirez and Micah Byers and Brandon Mendez and Roger Holloway and Dr. Kevin Cooper. If you can mention once again the future date coming up, you mentioned at the top of the program, May the...
Oh, thank you for asking. It's called our Six String Showcase, and it's our culminating concert May 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the Fresno City College Old Administration Building Auditorium. And that space, if you haven't been to it, is gorgeous, and it happens to lend itself so well to guitar. It's just a beautiful space to hear a guitar concert. And our guest, again, is going to be a flamenco guitarist named Grisha Goryachev, who is an absolute virtuoso, and I know he's going to really inspire and delight the students and the audience alike. The admission fee is just a suggested donation of $5, so you're free to pay more or less. We just want you to come. It's always a great big party. There's a lot of people in attendance and all enjoying themselves, so please come out May 8th.
But I have a feeling that if they pay less, one of these guys' big brothers is going to be after it.
Perhaps we should have a featured piece with the brother teachers playing.
There we go. Quite an afternoon it has been, and thanks again to the entire advanced class, the advanced guitar class, from which we hear the guitar quartet from Fresno City College. Remember, if it is the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday from now through April on Valley Public Radio, it's another broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight, support for which comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week, April 2nd, pardon me, the President's Quintet of Fresno State University, and the following week, the Fresno Pacific University String Quartet. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.